Hello, today is Friday, June 1st, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the May 2007 U.S. employment situation. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate remained unchanged in May at 4.5%. That unemployment rate was a result of unemployment rising by only 18,000 in a civilian labor force of just under 153 million, with close to 146 million of them employed. About 79 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of 157,000. All of the goods producing's loss of 19,000 jobs because, you guessed it, the nation's manufacturers put 19,000 jobs on a conveyor belt moving out of the proverbial factory. Hardest hit was durable goods with a 15,000 job loss and a breakdown in a subsector, motor vehicles and parts, that lost 9,900 jobs. Both the construction and natural resources and mining sectors were even Steven in May. As usual, the service providing sector came to the job market's rescue with a 176,000 job increase in May. However, the retail trade sector continued to process job returns with a minor decline of 4,900 jobs. Professional and business services stayed on the growth path with a gain of 32,000 jobs in May. One of the more notable gains was in computer systems design and related services that computed 7,800 more workers. Education and health services stayed healthy with 54,000 new jobs, with two-thirds of those new jobs in health services. Consistent with recent trends, hospitals checked in 8,200 more jobs and home health care services added 3,300 jobs. Leisure and hospitality checked in and served 46,000 new jobs in May. And government jobs were up 22,000, but this was because state governments added 6,000 and local government employment was up by 16,000. While federal employers balanced their job budget, it was neither up nor down. For those of you in the staffing industry, it continued to wither. Temporary help services employment continued to shrink with a 8,900 job loss in May to settle at 2,609,500 jobs. That's seasonally adjusted. For May, temporary help employment was down 0.34% from the previous month and down 1.39% from May 2006. Temporary help services employment lost incremental market share of overall jobs in May to 1.9%, its lowest point since August 2005. On the whole, this was a very rosy employment picture, again outperforming what many pundits had been saying. The economy, as reported by GDP, grew at its weakest rate in 4 years at 0.6% in the first quarter of 2007. The last time it was so weak was back in the fourth quarter of 2002, when GDP growth was 0.2%. One reason for the slow growth was that businesses reduced inventories. However, personal consumption spending, which is responsible for two-thirds of the economy, was revised upward to 4.4% for the first quarter. If consumer spending remains strong, those inventories will expand. It's kind of puzzling. A weak economy, but a strong job market is seen by solid job growth supported by a low unemployment rate. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.